just don't really play that card. I don't play that game. It's a satisfying feeling because I know how much I put into this season. I know how hard our team has worked. And we got one more game. We're playing the Bears in 2 weeks. What a great team they are. What a great win they had over the Saints. And this is what it's about, this kind of opportunity, and I'm excited about it.
That's Peyton Manning, courtesy of ESPN. Len Dawson. What? You've been there before. What are you feeling right now? You're headed to the Super Bowl. What's Peyton Manning feeling right now, my friend?
Well, he probably has not come down off of cloud nine after yesterday's performance when they were down by 18 points and they come back to win that football game. So he's probably still way up there. But knowing Peyton, and I've known him for a long time since he was a sophomore in high school, he is a thinking person, and he is probably already preparing for the Chicago Bears. And I know that probably the coaching staff has already prepared for the Bears because they were probably preparing for either the Bears or the Saints, regardless of who got in it. So I'm hoping that Peyton is sitting back and enjoying what he accomplished, he and his teammates accomplished yesterday, and there's time enough to get ready for the Chicago Bears. But as I said before, knowing him, he's probably already studying tape.
I had a friend that literally called me and told me he was turning off the game after Asante Samuel intercepted that ball and made it 21-3. Many people, I think, thought the game was over at that point. How big an accomplishment, Len Dawson, is it? The way that Peyton was able to gather himself, gather that team, keep their composure, go down for that field goal right before the half.
You might put me in that category too, Nick. When I was watching that and that interception, I said, oh, no, this is not going to be Peyton's day again, because he had thrown, I think, what, six interceptions in postseason play. The Chiefs picked off three of them against him, but he hadn't played all that well. But I think it tells you something about the character of Peyton Manning and what a competitor he is, because he maintained his composure. And he came back fighting all the way, and he was out there thinking all the time. I go back to maybe Tony Dungy has something to do with that too, because he doesn't lose his cool. And when you see the head guy not losing his cool when things are going real, real bad for your football team, then maybe that had a calming effect on the Colts, and particularly in the second half, the way they came back. But that was one heck of a performance.
And you had Tony Dungy at halftime saying, you know, we got that score, 21-6, we're two scores down. We were down by three scores last year. We have a chance to come back. And it seemed to tap into that spark that was already there. And speaking of sparks, we're joined again by a guy that has been all too recently involved in the intense heat of competition, Michael Strahan. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, man. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Michael. I hope you are, too. You're healing.
I'm doing great.
I hope you're healing.
That's coming along. I feel pretty good, actually. I don't know if I'm ready to play yet, but hopefully by July I will be 100%.
There you go.
I have no doubt about it. Well, Michael, tell us your perspective on that. First, let's start with that first half against Peyton Manning and the fact that Bill Belichick, as you talked about last week on the show, was writing a complete new script, a complete new playbook against the Colts, and it seemed to be causing great problems for the Colts. What was the turnaround as you watched that game unfold in the first half?
Well, I just heard a little bit of what Len said, and you know, as I watched the game, you were thinking this is another great performance, another great coaching job by Bill Belichick, and then they're doing everything they need to do to keep Peyton Manning off balance, to disrupt that Colts offense. But when you look back at it, wow. I mean, the Colts never quit. They were very resilient. And they kept their focus. They kept on chugging along. And that's the type of effort that you need. It's very, very hard. I mean, being at home definitely helps me. At home, home crowd behind you, cheering you. But when you're losing the way they were losing, it's hard for the crowd even to get behind you. For those guys to hang in there against that Belichick defense and to do what they did and to come back was really a pleasure to watch. And unfortunately, a lot for the New England fans, but it really was a pleasure to watch. And it just shows that, you know, a Tony Dungy coach team, they're going to keep on fighting to the end, and I think that's what's going to make the Super Bowl so exciting, and I'm just happy for Tony Dungy that team was able to withstand what they went through in that first half and come out with the victory at the end.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Len Dawson, Lenny the Cool, and Michael Strahan about the wonderful challenge of the defense versus the offense. These matchups as we move forward, the Chicago, vaunted Chicago D, not exactly the monsters of the Midway, but what they do bring to the table in this Super Bowl and more on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.